Hey, we got a familiar voice from the past here. Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters back in the saddle with us. How you doing, Walt?
Ready to go for the summer.
Yeah? I imagine you're starting to get busy. This is coming into your season. You know, you're doing dog kenneling now. Obviously, you got your new facility on US 41 just a hair north of Rapid River.
That's correct.
And you're ramping up for dog training season. This is the time. If you have a dog that needs work for this fall, don't wait. Call Walt now.
Absolutely, and that happens every year. End of August, people start calling me saying, hey, I need help, and it's really too late. So let's get the dogs out May, June. This weather's perfect for training. And also, you know, we've opened up our kenneling again, so we will be boarding dogs. So give me a call if you're interested in that, and I can, you know, tell them about the facility.
Yeah, you have you take a personal touch toward your kenneling, I noticed, too.
Yeah, we only house 6 dogs at a time. And the runs are 12 foot long, 4 foot wide, and we also have a 75 by 75 fenced in compound that they can run in.
All right. And you also are offering dog training at your facility there with live birds, correct?
Correct. I train on live birds. I have 10 acres at the farm where I do training, and then we have the 110 acre field that's 5 miles north of Rapid that we will be doing our pheasant hunts on.
So let's talk a little bit. We've talked a lot about puppies. And if you have a puppy, Walt is one of the best resources you can find. I mean, at the very least, call him up and talk through what you're trying to accomplish with your puppy, whether it's a upland dog or a water dog. So
yeah, I would rather have them call me and say, you know, I've been thinking about doing this, than to call me and say, well, I did this and I got a problem.
Exactly. Give Walt a call, 399-0557.
Correct.
All right, so let's move on from puppies and talk a little bit about collar training.
Okay.
Because that's something that is, I think a lot of people even have misconceptions about the purpose of a collar.
The collar is for training purpose only. It's not used for revenge or to put a hurt on a dog. It's a 100-yard lead. You can't give a dog a command you can't enforce. So the training collar, used correctly, really will shorten training time up. That being said, I get a few dogs in every year that have been messed up because of collars.
And we'll continue with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. Keep talking about using an e-collar for training and the differences of different temperaments, ages of dogs, and how to go about using an e-collar for positive reinforcement versus negative reinforcement. So stay tuned for part 2 and our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.